This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 27th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a look at how some local leaders make decisions for their cities. Plus, a preview of a concert featuring siblings Yura and Elisa Margulis, a conversation with the surveyor of the Queen's pictures for the Royal Collection in London, and more.
First, the House Revenue and Tax Committee is advancing a bill that would cap the state's spending growth after amending it yesterday. Republican Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs says his bill is not a spending cut, but merely a way to rein in government growth. The amendment now ties the spending cap to the average rate of disposable personal income in the state, rather than to a formula that would limit state budget growth to 3% or less. Westerman says the bill's new formula will give the state incentive to keep taxes low.
I believe this is a great indicator, and I believe it works both ways. I think this will allow us to responsibly control the growth of government spending. It's a much simpler method of doing the calculation.
Disposable personal income refers to an individual's total income after paying taxes. The bill has passed committee once before, but House members refused to amend it. The governor and the Department of Finance and Administration have spoken against the bill.
Arkansas Speaker of the House Davy Carter is calling on lawmakers to make $150 million in tax cuts this session. The Republican from Cabot visited the House Judiciary, Public Health, and Revenue and Tax Committees yesterday morning, reminding each committee of the time frame of the legislative session. In the Tax Committee, he told lawmakers he was counting on them to wade through the over $2 billion in tax cuts they have before them in a timely manner.
Mr. Chairman, I'm asking that the committee begin deliberations on your tax cut package in the total amount of $150 million.
Governor Mike Beebe told reporters that lawmakers will have to justify any cuts.
We can't even afford my number one tax cut right now immediately, which is the groceries tax cut, and still meet these obligations. So if they're going to cut any more taxes, they have an obligation to say who they're taking it from.
Speaker Carter also proposed cuts to the state's capital gains tax. The governor says he is working with the speaker on those types of tax cuts.
And speaking of Governor Beebe, Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr is standing by his decision to sign a bill into law while the governor was out of the state on business. Act 145 bans the public release of concealed handgun license records. The bill would have become law with or without a signature since Beebe didn't veto it, but Darr wanted to put it into effect immediately. Beebe says the lieutenant governor embarrassed himself by doing this.
I will be much more careful about what we do and when we do it. You got to be careful not turn your back if things like that are going to happen, because I owe it to the people. I mean, you know, they elect me to be the governor, and we know what a lieutenant governor is. It's a part-time job. He presides over the Senate, and if something happens that the governor is dead or incapacitated seriously, then that's what that's for.
Lieutenant Governor Darr is standing by his actions, saying he respects the citizens of Arkansas and the 130,000 citizens that are now protected under this law.
The Ozark Natural Science Center in Huntsville has announced that it will suspend its residential environmental education and summer camp programs beginning in May. The center's interim director, Jenny Harmon, says the programs are being suspended because of financial issues.
The program is an excellent field science program. It's a high-quality program, and it is an expensive program to operate. We charge the schools to bring their students here, but that cost, the charge to the schools, does not cover our cost to run the program. And it was just a matter of just resources. We were just short on resources to cover the program. So the decision was a difficult one to make, but we have struggled with this issue for some years, and it was a decision of the board that we just couldn't continue operating.
She says while the recession that struck the country beginning in 2008 didn't help the center's financial situation, the slowdown in the economy wasn't necessarily the cause of the center's fiscal distress.
It was actually an issue before the recession, but our charitable donations and the amount of money that we make at our big fundraiser, Call of the Wild, have not been as successful in recent years as they were in the past. And that has impacted our ability to operate efficiently.
Harmon says she is unsure of what will happen with the center's grounds and staff once the school programs are suspended.
A new study released by the National Park Service shows that visitors to national parks in the natural state contribute significantly to the local economy. The report found that in 2011, nearly 2.9 million visitors to all of the national parks in Arkansas spent about $151 million in the communities surrounding those parks, supporting more than 2,500 jobs across the state. In the northwestern corner of the state, the Buffalo National River greeted more than 1.1 million recreation visitors in 2011, generating more than $38 million in economic activity. Meanwhile, the Pea Ridge National Military Park attracted 114,000 visitors, generating just over $6 million of spending in the local economy. And the Fort Smith National Historic Site saw 86,000 visitors, generating more than $4.5 million of activity in that local economy. The study conducted by Michigan State University for the Park Service found that across the country, national parks generated $13 billion of direct spending by 279 million park visitors.
Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs from 40 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 47 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows from the mid to upper 20s.